Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was going to do,
to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. Hope and pray that those of you that went out to various churches and places of worship, hope and pray that you had a wonderful time, and I know that God met you there. And those of you that wasn't able to get out and go to your various church services, I want to welcome all of you on this morning. Hallelujah. You are tuned in to, hallelujah, this is a digital, live, digital master praise and worship experience service. This is not a pre-recording, but this is live. We come into you in the month of July, hallelujah, the 16th, 2018, at approximately 3:01 a.m. So we're coming to you by live air. Hallelujah. And so I just want to, and I tell you, give me a moment. Oh, my God, I forgot to open up my chat room. So I want to do that right now. So if you could just excuse me momentarily, hallelujah, and allow me to open up the chat room for your listening and sitting pleasure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We just, I don't know what I was thinking about at the time, but I hope and pray that I can get it up, and I hope it's available. I know we're coming to you a little late in the morning, but I hope and pray that God will be by our side. Hallelujah. And God is. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. God is so awesome. I'll tell you, I just thank God. Hallelujah. For just being the God that he is. You know, God is so wonderful. And I just thank him for everything that he do for us. I want to just welcome all of my guests. Hallelujah. I want to welcome my first-time listeners. I want to welcome my colleagues. I want to welcome the Kingdom Congregational Assembly and Kinship Family. And all of you that are able to tune in on this morning, I want to welcome you to bring all your digital devices, bring your chip, your dip, whatever you want to sip, bring your latte, your OJ, your water beverages, and bring your smartphone, your iPhone, your laptop, your tablet, hallelujah, your computer, may it be desktop or one that you can carry around with you. We're living in a digital world, and we know that digital is the way. So we just want to welcome each and every one. And I want to also just thank all of my loyal and continued faithful listeners that has been with this program, as I always say, from its early beginnings until this point right here and now. And God bless you is my prayer, and God has a blessing with your name on it. All you got to do, hallelujah, is just look for it. Because God say in his word that he blesses, hallelujah, a cheerful giver. Excuse me for that noise. I thought I had shut that off. but apparently not. So now you can hear me and more of me and less of them, because it is appointed time. I will be bringing the second phase of this program, and it will include hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart on this morning. But I just wanted to shut that off so you could hear me clearly. And, you know, because I want to talk directly into your heart on this morning. And so I'm going to be with you an hour. I'm not going to be with you very long on this morning. I want to try to stay in this time slot that I have allocated. And so I just want you to come in and get you a good seat. Hallelujah. And allow me to minister the divine word of God unto your heart on this morning. And so we're not going to have prayer. We're not going to do the prayer because time is limited. We're not going to do the prayer, you know, that we usually come across with for those that have lost loved ones. But we'll just keep you in our prayer before going into slumber. We will pray that God will bless you and just keep you in his loving care, and that God will restore joy and restoration unto your soul, those of you that has lost loved ones in this hour. We'll be back on the next program, and we will be, you know, following our scheduled program. But at this time, we're just limited to, you know, just the time that we have to bring you the word of God and then bring you the second phase. But we're going to be praying, as I have forestated. We'll be praying for you and with you that God will sustain you, hallelujah, and God will just carry you in his bosom in your hour, hallelujah, of bereavement. So now, without any further ado, we're going to take you into opening prayer. Each time that we come across, hallelujah, this podium, we want to always acknowledge our Lord and Savior. He's our soon coming Messiah. His identity is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, yet he was born in Bethlehem. So I'm just asking those of you, if you would bow your heads briefly as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity, God, once again, coming around the spectrum, God. Hallelujah, God, you said in your word that you went to prepare a place for us. Upon your return, God, you would receive us, the bridegroom, unto yourself. And Father God, until that appointed time is upon us, we will continue moving upward and onward in your way. We will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, God, as pilgrims traveling through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, God, in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, hallelujah, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every individual that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we would be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the cathedral, temple of God's people say, amen and amen. All right. So we're just moving right along. Hallelujah. We just thank God once again for allowing us this opportunity to come before and grace you, hallelujah, on this morning. So I just want you to just get out your digital devices. I will be giving some of the scripture reading as they become apparent, and you can just write it down and go back at your own discretion, hallelujah, and read what I have presented unto you on this morning. And so our sermon on this morning entitled Weapons of Warfare. I want to say that one more time. Our sermon on this morning entitled Weapons of our warfare. Hallelujah. We know that we're living in a time where it looks like everyone is on edge. We know that everyone is not on edge, but it looks like, you know, the world as a whole is on edge. You can't hardly say anything without offending someone in some matter of another. But we just know that God's work must move forward. It must move according to God's command and according to God's word. And we must be obedient to the word of God. We must listen to God and then act upon his instructions and direction for our lives. And so we know that throughout history, we know that one of the common mistakes in military rulers it makes is believing that their arsenal of guns and missiles and atomic submarines and nuclear weapons provide a fail-safe defense against, hallelujah, our enemy. And we know that they don't seem to understand that God alone, he provides the ultimate security. We know that the world is not made safe by military tactics, but by the staying hands of an omnipotent God. We would do well to remember this even in our own lives. We are daily reminded that we are engaged in warfare. Our lives are constantly in danger. Electronic and print media spend an inordinate amount of time and money informing you and I and us of escalating chaos and violence in our communities and around the world. We know that the tension and the travail that threatens yours and ours is to engulf us. Is prompting people to purchase all kinds of security devices and weapons. But we know that the warfare that we are engaged in is not only from without, but also from within. We know that inside the spirit, Paul reminds us as Christians that the weapons of the world are second best compared with the transcendent equipment we are offered by God. It's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And that scripture reading is coming out along of Zechariah 4 and 6. We know that our best defense is not military hardware, but a different set of weapons. The Apostle Paul reminds you and I and us, hallelujah, that our weapons are mighty through God. When we stand, therefore, having our line girt about us, the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We know that the world is wicked. Hallelujah. And we know that the devil comes still killing and destroying. But if we take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, you and I must pray always with all prayers and supplications. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 6 and 14 through 18. We also know that Jesus' weapons may seem old-fashioned to this world, but they are weapons that can subdue kingdoms. It can restore relationships. It can also pull down strongholds and defeat our enemy. It can defeat our adversary, which is the devil. We know that he's busy. He never takes any vacations, never take any lunch breaks. Hallelujah. But we know that he just comes anytime he get ready, anytime he feel deemed necessary to come to your and my way. Here he come. He come unannounced. He don't let you know he coming. He just come when he get ready. But we must always stay prayerful and prayed up. Hallelujah. And we will always, hallelujah, God will alert us upon what to do, when to do it, what to say and how to say it. Hallelujah. We just have to stay prayerful. We have to stay engaged in God. We know that the Bible records a history of complex family relationships, many of which we would today call dysfunctional. We read stories of incest, sibling rivalry, infidelity, and family strife. Scripture records the classic case of sibling rivalry between Cain and Abel, and between Joseph and his jealous brothers. We witness dissension between Sarah and Hagar, Rachel and Lee, and there are many others. Holly, we got Jacob and Esau, and David's story is strife within the family, and it brings about tension. And we know that, hallelujah, Jesus, that the culture often idolized the family as a nurturing and supportive haven. But we find out that the reality of that portrait is often shattered by chaos, crisis in the family, conflict in the families. Hallelujah. In our African-American families, we find out there's drug abuse, domestic violence, divorces, and gang involvement. All too often, somatic are relationships that appear to be dysfunctional. You might ask, how can the family prevail amid experiences of abuse, incest, adultery, infidelity, deception, jealousy, siblings' rivalry, and low self-esteem, low self-worth, and neglect? We find out that the Apostle Paul offers helpful ways in which family members can relate to each other. He proposes a family life in which mutual submission is expressed in humility, in love, and service. And in the Gospel of Ephesians 5:21-28, Paul's idea of family is one in which Christ is modeled in his everlasting capacity for love. Marriage is an indissoluble union of body and spirit. Children are taught and nurtured in God's love. We find out that the battle to maintain strong family relationships is fought not only by human effort, but the battle we engage for our families is not just sociological, but spiritual. Paul makes it clear that believers must be strong because they are in a spiritual battle against the devil. The believers need divine armor in order to stand and sustain ourselves. Hallelujah. Paul recommended the defensive equipment of truth, righteousness and faith and salvation and the gospel of peace, as well as the offensive equipment of the sword of the Spirit, to aid you and us in withstanding every trial. Although the forces of evil may be hostile and aggressive, they do not have to defeat you and us. We are fighting from the position of victory, because we have the Lord of hosts with us, and the armor of God is yours and mine and our defense. Hallelujah. So all we got to do, hallelujah, just look to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of yours and mine and our faith. All we got to do is look to Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah, is our shield of protection. God is our wheel in the middle of a wheel. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know God is everything that we need him to be. We, God, tell us to watch out for Haman. Said that he is walking on land. He's not the same man who tried to get Queen Esther and her people killed. That scripture reading can be found in the Law of Esther 3:6. He's not the one who decreed that all boy babies should be killed in the time of Jesus. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 2 and 16. No, Haman has a different name and face, but his game is still the same. Killing and stealing and destroying. Today you can find him amongst the politicians cutting funding for job training while enticing our leaders to increase subsidies for selected businesses and industries. You can find him in the halls of education predicting who will be academically proficient based on their gender and the color of their skin. You can find him in our communities everywhere marching under the First Amendment protection with hoods covering their heads and faces trying to intimidate us. Hallelujah, of his contents. But Haman looks different, but his goal is still the same. Hallelujah, to harm God's people. But we must fight our contemporary Hamans, letting them know that the Lord is faithful to support and strengthen you and I and us, to protect us from them. The Lord may tarry for a while, but he is not pleased with the bigotry, with the hatred and violence. It may seem like the enemy is making progress, but we should not lose heart, because that same God that was in their day is in our day today, in the 21st century. God will defeat, God will protect, and preserve his people. As you and I, and us, as we go forward with faith and confidence, dressed in the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Consult the Gospel of Ephesians 6 and 10 through 18. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. So we know that as long as we keep our hand in Jesus' hand, Jesus is our shield of protection. God will carry us safely through to defeat the evil one. Hallelujah. Jesus, tell us. He said that the Apostle Paul warned Timothy concerning the danger of false doctrine in the early church, that they are the mighty charge. Some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, with ministers question rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. In the law of 1 Timothy 1 and 3 through 4, we're told that the early church was being instigated by fables that were deeply rooted in the traditions of ancient world culture. These fables and endless genealogies were tools of control in that day. Paul wrote with a great urgency because the devil was using his most powerful and successful weapons to attack the early church. And you know that same thing is going on in our world today, in our church community. We know that the enemy is busy attacking the churches, and they seem to be fighting, and they are just bickering, and they can't seem to get along, can't seem to be on the same page. Hallelujah. But we know that with prayer and meditation and fasting and submitting ourselves before the altar of God, hallelujah, God will present us, hallelujah, with his weapon, of course, was none other than the devastation and the destructive lie. Today we find the church again under attack of the evil and his lies, attacked by those who would pervert the gospel for personal profit and fame. We know people, a lot of people is not in it to gain souls, but gain notoriety, fortune, and fame. They are not to win souls, but they are lying and deceiving one another. And you know, God said in that day there will be false prophets, and we are seeing it right now with our own set of eyes. They're in to pervert the gospel for personal profit and fame. But Paul wrote to Timothy that the effectiveness and administration of God's people should be based on faith. Faith will make the difference. Faith will bring the victory. Faith is the answer. And we come to apprehend this faith through the continual and careful study of God's word. We know that the goal of Paul's command to Timothy and to you and I and us is the charity. Hallelujah. Out of a pure heart, out of a good conscience, and a faith unfeigned. So we have to stand. And all of around us is sick and sad. We know that some people, you know, began to get despondent and feel like, you know, it's nothing going right into their lives. You know, they're not being financially blessed. You know, a lot of them has been praying and asking God, you know, to bless them financially and to, you know, provide for them an automobile, provide for them food on the table, provide for them a roof over their heads. But I want you to know that God will not forsake you. All you have to do is come before the throne, grace of God. He said, you have not because we ask not. And all you have to do is come to Jesus and ask. Say, Father God, I desire you to bless me with an automobile where I can move around. I won't have to call a taxi or Uber. I won't have to call the church bus, but I can go on my own continent, hallelujah, to where I need to go. God will bless you. Those of you that desire a new place of residence, God will bless you with a new home, apartment, a condo, duplex, a mansion, a castle, whatever it is that you want from God. You know, it's no prayer too huge, new, too difficult for God to achieve. He said, if you got the faith of a mustard seed, that's all you need, and God will do the rest. You just trust God when you can't trace him. Take God at his word. God have not lied, and God is not going to start lying today. God is not a liar. God, the Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he a son of man that he should repent. So we know that liars will not even tarry in God's eyesight. God despises liars. But if you trust God and take him at his word, you will see God show up and show out in your life. God loves to bless his children. All of you are God's children. Even those that don't have a relationship with God, you are still God's children. God didn't just go to the cross for those that know God, because we know that we were all sinners. We was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But God went out on Calvary Mountain over 2,000 light years ago, bled, died, hung his head, gave up the ghost for the penalty, not of his sins, but of yours and mine and ours. God went on to carry the weight of the world on his shoulders. Hallelujah. God loved us to the point of death. God still loves you right now today. And God just wants you to come to him. He don't want you to ask to anybody, but he wants you to come to him in sincerity. Hallelujah. And he will bless you. God will do what you asked him to do. A lot of people say God may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. But I beg to differ, because God is never tardy. God is never late. He's an on-time God. Hallelujah. Everything that he does it on time. He's not a day late, nor is he a penny short. But he is prompt to his word. God, when we need God, he's right there. He's right there. Hallelujah. So I just want you to just remain encouraged. Remain faithful to the work of God. Wherever God has placed you, whatever you're going through, we know that we are up against the weapons of our warfare. But God wants us to remain, hallelujah, faithful, remain in position. with the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. So if we just do what God has set out for us to do, you know, we can conquer Satan because you have the ability, you have the power of God, hallelujah, in which to defeat our adversary. You know, we can do it if we read our word, if we pray, if we seek God's face and ask him for directions. God will show us and tell us what to do. All we have to do is just take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The Bible tells us to pray always with all praying and supplication. We know that Jesus' weapon, hallelujah, may seem outdated to this generation, but we know that they are the weapons that can defeat the kingdoms. We're talking about the adversary kingdoms. That's what we're talking about. And God can pull down the strong hopes and defeat our enemy, which is Satan, his satanic forces. Hallelujah. Come to stop us and block us. But we are on a mission, and we must let nothing separate us from God, from our charge that God has placed us with. You are charged to preach the word of God. God is looking for you to do just that. God don't want you to take from his word or add to his word, but God wants you to implement the precepts and biceps that he has set out and set forth. Hallelujah, for our Christian journey. Our sermon on this morning has been weapons of our warfare. We've been talking about defeating the satanic force. Hallelujah, and the fiery darts of the wicked. God has told us to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit in order to subdue, hallelujah, satanic forces of Lucifer. So in ending, I hope and I pray, hallelujah, that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prepositions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Send your correspondence to P.O. Box 1600, Gera, California 95020. You are encouraged, hallelujah, to go in God and allow God to go in you. You're also encouraged, hallelujah, to allow Jesus at your will. We're talking about the spiritual will, because he is people friendly. So until we meet across these airways and skyways, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to stay in God, stay the course, because there is a reward, hallelujah, at the end of this journey. There will be a crown of life, a long white robe, gold slippers, a mansion that's not built by the hand of man, but God is its builder. So you just hang on in there, come hell or high water. When you've done all you can do to stand, keep on standing. Stand for Jesus. Hallelujah. And you will not regret it. Not 1 second, not 1 moment. Hallelujah. So without any further ado, we're going to take you on into the second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion, to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So until we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Hallelujah. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
It's like the world's in your hands, but while on the road, sometimes you just want to go home. It's such a sunny day. Yeah, yeah. And although I'm living the dream, I'm a man, not a machine. And I need you to know it. But what's the point in even having dreams if you gotta celebrate all alone?
Yeah, I mean, you're protecting you. harder than forces to move off that groove it made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be more. Why don't we fight for it? The thought of you fear from danger, fear depression and anger, confusing rage and tangle. Lord, I'll be out here with my two self, fighting with what I can use up. Lyrics from tracks with music. Yeah, the pain came and the rain fell down, but I maintained through the skirmish. Cause I love you, and you're worth it. Yeah, you can be anything to them, but to me, you're perfect. I fight for you, I'm right for you, I'm here on purpose.
You know my fight for you, I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you.
Walking on. Don't matter. like the world's in your hands. But while on the road, sometimes you just wanna go home to such a sunny day. Although I'm living the dream, I'm a man, not a machine, and I need you to know. But what's the point in even having dreams if you gotta celebrate all alone?
I refuse to lose you.
and forced it to move off that groove and made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be war. Whilst we fight for it, started to feel some pain, just the fear, depression, and anger, confusion, rage, and anger. Lord, got me out here with my two self, fighting for what I could use. Lyrical tracks with music, yeah, the pain came and the rain fell down, but I maintained through the skirmish. Cause I love you, and you're worth it. Yeah, you can be anything to them, but to me, you're perfect.
Walking on, 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 wal talking that much. People pitching their kids, thinking that's like close. Doing your Lord flex. $1 million homes, big checks. Nice whips, cash, sex. So you hear about on the radio.
Would you let them call you those things if you knew you were a queen? And my brother, would you be out there risking your life every minute? If you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were me. With a best second lover, just to tell you the truth, mercy changed everything for me and you. They don't really tell us what we're doing to come. First Peter 2 and 6, the flesh of the show, the power to the chosen people. Who had one for was a few as a people. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. You were called out of called out into darkness. Do you know who you are? Royalty, yeah. Once we were to see mercy, made us see how we are the people. Oh, do you know who you are? Royalty, 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 royalty. Johnny McDonough, and they fell in love, but had no idea what love really was. But they tried their best to make each other smile. But while earning themselves, they would have a child. But with no time to think the whole thing through, little time to prepare, it got tough to provide for him and give him love and care. How do I win and wear a question? They both often ask God. Life is full of twists, life is full of swirls, 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 swirls. The way of the world and flips you upside down. With the up and low, it just spins out of control. Whoa, it spins out of control. Because you never know. Johnny and Donna slowly recognized that for the baby's future, they planned two different lives. Wanted a family. She wanted to do it right. Make Johnny's house a home. She wanted to be your wife. But Johnny was a dreamer, and he had to move around. Yeah, he'd be there for his child, but wouldn't settle down.
Life is full of twist. Life is full of swirls. There's no way out of the world. It's whirlwinds and girlfriends. Toys and boyfriends. Friends and friendship. What is it? Don't forget wasp and bee stings. Whether you're Johnny or Donna, or neither of the two, just to try to make the best of what's given to you.
Understand so much.